The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Welcome to Healthy Living. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. The World Health Organization reports research and development of drugs and vaccines for the treatment and prevention of COVID-19 is moving ahead quickly. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
WHO Chief Scientist Soumya Swaminathan tells VOA at least 200 vaccine candidates are at some stage of development. She says about 10 candidates are being tested on humans and 3 will be ready to enter phase 3 clinical trials in a couple of weeks.
So we're entering a new phase now of vaccine trials, the phase 3 trials, which are the ones that will definitively prove whether a vaccine is efficacious and safe. I'm hopeful, I'm optimistic, but, you know, vaccine development is a complex undertaking. It comes with a lot of uncertainty.
Swaminathan says people should not lose hope if these trials fail. She notes there are many other vaccine candidates and platforms moving through the clinical trial process.
If we are very lucky, there will be one or two successful candidates before the end of this year, but till we see the results of those trials. And, you know, the trials are also difficult to do because you have to do them in places where there's infection going on. So, for example, if you have a country that's developed a vaccine, but they've been able to control their infection rates, they necessarily have to look for other places for testing.
While the search for a preventative vaccine goes on, there have been some promising results in the drug treatment of COVID-19. Clinical trials have shown that remdesivir, a drug used for Ebola, can shorten the recovery time for some coronavirus patients. An anti-inflammatory drug, dexamethasone, appears to reduce death in a significant number of severely ill patients. The drug, which has been around for a long time, is cheap and affordable for the poorest people. Clinical trials on the anti-malaria drug hydroxychloroquine have shown to have no benefits and in some cases could cause death among those infected with coronavirus. However, scientists believe the drug may be effective in the prevention of the disease. Large-scale clinical trials are now underway to see whether this is indeed the case. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Thank you for being with us for Healthy Living. Be sure to be with us next week for another edition. And remember to stay up to date on the many major events facing the world by checking in to voanews.com along with our many social media platforms.
That was a program from the Voice of America.